I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking with Kate Pocock, author of Photos Around Toronto with Kids and family travel columnist at the Toronto Sun. Travel deals, what abounds for families heading off this spring and summer? What should they be looking for, Kate?
Well, this summer we're really lucky because there are lots of deals out there. Everybody's trying to get the travel trend back up and running, and families are definitely, we know, planning holidays for the summer. And there are a few things that are brand new that lots of people don't know about, such as the youth hostels now. Most of them will take families. And actually, it's a really good choice because once you've become international hosteling members, you can pick from dozens of choices, including a hostel in Niagara Falls, a cabin at Lake Louise, a lighthouse in Prince Edward Island. So they're really fun places to stay. And they all have games rooms, laundry facilities, quite often cafeteria, and they have family rooms. Now, sometimes you'll be sleeping in a bunk bed, but not always. And the price is right. Sometimes they're $18 a person. You can also try a home swap with other families. And there are several companies in Canada, such as HomeLink International in Vancouver or Intervac in Calgary. And you can arrive to find toys and bikes the same. You can link up with families the same age as children as yours, and you'll arrive to find, not only bedrooms, but all kinds of bikes and toys. And the other thing is the train this year has a special deal to have kids free under 18 if they're traveling with a parent, and that's on most routes across Canada. The other thing is campgrounds. Now, you don't need to bring your pup tent or your RV. Quite often, they'll have little cabins and yurts with floors and cooking facilities.
A great summertime of deals for family travel. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.